This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A U.S. official says some of the thousands of Haitian migrants who crossed from Mexico into a Texas border camp were flown back to their poverty-stricken homeland on Sunday by the United States in an effort to deter others from crossing into the country. Many of the migrants have lived in Latin America for years, but now are seeking asylum in the United States as economic opportunities in Brazil and elsewhere dry up. Thousands have been living under and near a bridge in the Texas border city of Del Rio. Some said the recent devastating earthquake in Haiti and the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse in July make them afraid to return to a country that seems more unstable now than when they left. Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry wrote Sunday on Twitter that he's concerned about conditions at the border camp and that the migrants would be welcomed back to Haiti. Another Haitian political leader questioned whether the nation could handle an influx of returning migrants and said the government should stop the repatriation. Russian President Vladimir Putin's party is likely to retain a majority in parliament as Russia concluded on Sunday a three-day election in which most Kremlin critics were barred from running. The vote came in the wake of an unprecedented crackdown on the opposition this year, with Russian authorities jailing Putin's best-known domestic foe, Alexei Navalny, and banning his organizations as extremist. In the lead-up to this weekend's vote, all of Navalny's top allies were arrested or had fled the country, with anyone associated with his groups kept from running in the parliamentary and local polls. The elections have also been marred by claims of censorship and rampant ballot stuffing. This is VOA News. A volcano erupted on the Spanish Canary island of La Palma on Sunday after several earthquakes in the area of the Cumbre Vieja National Park in the south of the island. A government authority said evacuations had already begun from nearby villages before the eruption, which happened at 3:15 p.m. local time. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has postponed his departure to New York for the U.N. General Assembly this week in order to travel to La Palma because of the volcanic eruption. The interim mayor of Kabul says female employees in the city government of the Afghan capital have been told to stay home unless their jobs cannot be filled by men. Sunday's revelation was the latest in new restrictions on women imposed by the Taliban, who have held control over Afghanistan for just over a month. The decision is another sign that the Taliban are enforcing their harsh interpretation of Islam, despite initial promises that they would be tolerant and inclusive. On Friday, the Taliban shut down the Women's Affairs Ministry, replacing it with a ministry tasked with enforcing Islamic law. Also Sunday, just more than a dozen women staged a protest outside the ministry, holding up signs calling for the participation of women in public life. Meanwhile, witnesses said an explosion targeted a Taliban vehicle in the provincial city of Jalalabad. It was the second such deadly blast in as many days in the city that has been a stronghold of the terror group Islamic State, which is seen as a rival to the Taliban. The UN on Sunday condemned Yemeni rebels' execution of 9 people for their alleged involvement in the killing of a top Houthi leader. The Iran-backed Houthis are battling the Yemeni government, backed by a Saudi-led military coalition, for control of the impoverished country. The rebels said they executed the 9 individuals on Saturday for their involvement in the killing of the Houthis' Supreme Political Council in a 2018 airstrike claimed by Saudi Arabia. They were among 16 people convicted by a court. A UN spokeswoman said in a statement that United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres deeply regrets the executions, adding that one of the people was reportedly a minor at the time of detention. And 4 people were found dead Sunday on the Belarus-Polish border, according to officials from both countries. It was just a week after Warsaw imposed a state of emergency following an influx of migrants. Poland's border guards added they had also discovered 8 exhausted migrants stuck in marshy terrain elsewhere along the border. 7 of them have been hospitalized. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.